first and 10 from their own 42. Jets showing blitz and bringing pressure. It's David Johnson. Beautiful cut. David Johnson off to the races. He will score. Touchdown, Arizona. Second and goal. David Johnson right through the middle, untouched. Touchdown, Arizona. Second of the night. Emerging star in the NFL. Do they give it to him again? They do. Touchdown, David Johnson on the 14th play of the drive.
Well, that was kind of ugly, unless you bet the Cardinals, as I'm pretty sure AJ did, or the under, which I'm pretty sure I did. Lot to get to. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
And here we go. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on. For Tuesday, welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, AJ Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, R-E-A-L, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Tuesday when everybody's usually in a bad mood. No reason to be in a bad mood today. It's a beautiful day outside. A little hot, but it's a beautiful day. We're going to have some fun. Let's do this, Hoffman.
Let's do it.
Let us kill this Tuesday.
Let's do it.
There's usually nothing good happens on a Tuesday. But today, there's going to be a lot
soon
of
soon there will be an election on a Tuesday.
And that's not going to be good. I mean, in fact, that's going to be a...
You know what'll be good about it? It'll be over.
Yeah, there's that. We won't have to talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I take it back. In a year and a half, we'll have to start talking about the next one because that's when they'll start campaigning
right.
again. And you know whoever wins this is only a one-termer anyway. So...
I don't know. I mean, it depends on who the Republicans could come up with after this.
We haven't had a one-term in, what, 20...
Since Bush won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because I actually like him.
24 years?
Hey, he wasn't bad.
No.
Then we get like a couple boneheads in a row, and they get to double up. That's the thing. If the Republicans can't get it, I've pretty much decided. I think Hillary Clinton's going to win this election. All the metrics point to it just being a landslide, and you know, not. I know everybody thinks I'm probably happy about that. That's not the case. But unless the Republicans can come up with a way better option than Donald Trump, they need someone who actually their entire party is okay supporting. Until that happens, it probably will be a two-term.
God, I hope not. I hope that they... Well, I said this 4 years ago. I hope they learn from what they did and come back with an actual candidate people can get behind. And no, they didn't. In fact, they trotted out 17 people, none of whom were worth a bleep. So you could be right. I hope not. I hope not.
I'm always right, though.
More often than not. So, I want, you know, there's a lot of sports I want to talk about today. There's something that really bothered me. Apparently, ABC News tweeted out America's favorite Halloween candy by state from last year. Would you care to guess what the great state of Texas's favorite Halloween candy was?
I don't know.
Think of the worst possible.
Those black and orange taffy things?
No.
That's what I used to hate getting the most. Like, they don't have any writing on the wrapper. They're just black and they either come in a black wrapper or an orange wrapper. That's the worst to me.
Maybe it's just me.
Are you candy corn?
It is candy corn.
Yeah, a lot of people like candy corn.
Oh, God, they do? How?
I don't know.
I would rather eat a cat turd. I mean, those things are
awful. I
would
rather eat candy corn than a cat turd, but I'm not a big candy corn guy. It's not a...
But how does our entire state, how is that the most, that's a candy of choice for Texas?
Yeah, I don't know.
John, are you a candy corn guy?
Not really. It's all sugar. I mean, well, all of this is all sugar, but it's like, it's good. Maybe I'll have a handful, not even a handful, maybe like two or three, and then I get sick of it. But no, not really.
Yeah, I just remember when I was a kid, if somebody gave me candy corn, I just wouldn't go back to their house the next year.
I never kept track of which houses I went to.
Well, we had a small neighborhood, so you didn't have much of a choice. We had about two blocks to choose from. And so the three or four that gave you candy corn, you just knew not to go next year.
Yeah, I just like the general stuff, like the Twix, Snickers, M&M's, that kind of thing.
No, you get name brand candy. That's all about winning,
man. But, yeah. And, hey, we're better at Oklahoma and everything, but they chose M&M's.
Yeah.
That's better than us. Arkansas? You know how we look down our nose at Arkansas? Skittles.
I think maybe because the rest of those candies you can get year round at the gas station. Candy corn is sort of a seasonal candy,
but it's a bad seasonal candy.
I mean, listen, I'm not saying it's.
I know I'm never getting a candy corn endorsement, but I'm just telling you,
you've lost that.
Even Florida, the weirdest state by far in this nation, Nestle Crunch. Hmm. Which would be on my list. I think Kit Kat would be my choice for Halloween candy. But
Kit Kats are good.
Nestle Crunch would be pretty high up. Snickers is always good. Lifesavers. It's California. California gets Lifesavers. I'm not so sure about Nevada. They have Jolly Ranchers, which I'm...
You don't like Jolly Ranchers?
No, I'm not too...
I like Jolly Ranchers. I like watermelon Jolly Ranchers and green apples sometimes.
Hmm. Well... I felt like we deserved the Shane Bell for candy corn.
I'm pretty sure watermelon Jolly Ranchers are, I think that's everybody's favorite Jolly Rancher.
So I'm not a big watermelon flavored candy guy.
Really?
Yeah, so. Mine's blueberry.
You don't even know, it's blue raspberry.
Blue raspberry, there it is.
You're making up a flavor, you don't even know. Yeah, you have no vote.
By the way, guess whose birthday it is today? John Lee's.
Yeah, I'm not big on birthdays after 30.
I bought Jong a beer, and then I left it at home.
I brought him one, too, and I saw somebody else brought him beer, so he's going to be in good shape.
Tyler.
Yeah, I got to working on... I'm not the manliest guy, but I've been working on my motorcycle lately.
Yeah?
Trying to get it back
up. Kind of a project thing?
Yeah, and like when I do that, I feel really manly. I feel like my chest hair is growing out, and you know my testosterone level's up high.
I do that when I shoot Windstraw, but that's...
I feel like Clint Eastwood all of a sudden, but... Then I ran into a problem where now my, I think this is because I'm not a handy type guy or fixing stuff in general isn't my thing. And now I've gotten to a point where I need to air up my tire enough to get it to a store to change the tire.
Right.
But something's wrong with my air compressor and I can't figure out my air compressor. So I'm stuck now. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
It's
a total disaster.
I suck at that stuff, man. I can tell you what's wrong with a car, and I can do stuff like change oil and do little things, but I can't fix the simplest thing, even though I know what it is.
Yeah,
it's just my brain is not equipped that way. I'll jump ahead to okay. There's a problem with the starter here, but there's no way I could go in and put in a new one.
Right.
I don't know why that is. It's kind of stupid.
Motorcycles are different. I mean, it's like lawnmowers, you can work on a lawnmower. It's a relatively simple machine, but you know sometimes it's there's some stuff I'm not smart enough for. And today I figured out my air compressor is one of those things. I've got like a 20-something gallon air compressor that I can't figure out.
See, I had kind of thought about buying an old bike and fixing it up as soon as I get a place where I've got some room.
Yeah,
but I would fail at it miserably, so it would just be frustrating. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Here's an interesting text. This might be the first time I've gotten a text from Sydney, Australia, with an international code at the top.
G'day.
Long-time listener, now living in Sydney and tune in every day to get the podcast.
Do it with the Australian accent.
That's what I just did.
No, no.
Did.
AJ.
Fred, read it in the Australian accent.
Okay, I always get Australian confused with English and South African, so it's gotta be more guttural, right? I'm trying to create a betting model for NFL. What stats would you rate more highly than others for predicting outcomes against the spread?
Well, that's pretty good.
It's not bad.
I'll work on it. I'll still feel like I'll do a much better South African. But
why does the South African guy sound like he's a big puss?
Well, because... Never mind. I have friends who are South African. I don't want to do that. I do know that that USA Today is now posting the SAGR numbers for NFL, which I haven't adjusted yet to create a database like I did in college, but I like those a lot. So, taking my wife to San Antonio this weekend for her birthday. We've never been before. Any tips on what to do and where to eat?
Hmm.
A lot of good, authentic Mexican restaurants. It's if you get off the Riverwalk, it's not the obvious ones, but they've got some terrific, you know, actual Mexican food restaurants, not Tex-Mex. I don't like the big glitzy ones that are on the Riverwalk because those are kind of overpriced and they're not that good. So you kind of got to get out in the city a little bit.
Yeah. There's a place called, I'm going to say it's called Rosario's, that has really awesome fajitas. Other than that, I don't have much for you there.
Hmm.
I'm not the guy to ask.
There's a lot of cool touristy stuff to do there. I mean, the Fiesta Texas is really cool. If you're just trying to get out there. I when I go, I'll just hang out on the Riverwalk. Try to get a trip into Retama Park for the horses because that's what I do. And, you know, just drink a lot of margaritas and
bang a lot of senoritas.
Well, I usually go with my wife, so I have to cut the number down. But
right.
Yeah.
But as long as she's into them.
That's not really happening. People telling you to buy a can of Fix-A-Flat. That'll get you there.
That might be a good idea.
I've used that stuff. It actually works. I don't know how it works on a motorcycle. It works good in a car. If you know if you've got a leak that...
I mean, I literally need it to get me to the Harley dealership so I can get a new tire on.
Which is how far?
5 miles.
Oh, yeah. You could that'll work for that. So
that's a good idea. You're really smart, listeners.
Yeah, they are.
Thank you. That's way easier than fixing my air compressor. All right. I'm going to tell you guys about Dick's Sporting Goods. That's coming up. This opening weekend is coming up. What's today, John? Tuesday?
Yes, it is.
That means Friday is the grand opening all weekend long, though. But it starts October 21st. 10 new stores in 6 different locations. Willowbrook, Deerbrook, the Woodlands Mall, First Colony Mall, Katy, Baybrook. Those two have huge buildings that actually are going to house 3 stores, a Dick's, a Field & Stream, and a Golf Galaxy, all under one roof. They're going to have whatever your sport of choice, whether you're into snow skiing, you're into mountain biking, you're into fishing, you're into backpacking, you're into baseball, you're into volleyball. They've got everything you could imagine under one roof. Really unbelievable. They've got footwear for everybody. And they're going to be giving away a ton of prizes, over 10,000 prizes that opening weekend. And they're going to have over 40 athletes and celebrities appearing in their stores during that weekend as well. In fact, I'll be out there Saturday from 1 to 3 at Willowbrook. And, John, do we have confirmation yet that Rockets legend Mario Elie is going to be there with me?
Yes.
Okay, that is confirmed then. So Mario Elie will be up there at Willowbrook with me on Saturday. Guys, these are the first Dick's Sporting Goods stores of their kind in the whole country, and they picked Houston to open them up. And they've got great in-store services. You can get your golf clubs fitted, try out a new driver in the virtual hitting bay. Whatever you need to do sporting goods-wise, they can do it at these Dick's Sporting Goods stores. To find out more about the celebrations they're planning for their grand opening weekend, visit dicks.com/Houston, and that's all weekend starting on Friday, October 21st. Dicks.com/Houston for details.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz. Brought to you by acceptanceappliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What's this, John? This is new.
This is Defying Grace, the band that sent us the t-shirts and CDs last week. And it's called Now or Never.
That's some good stuff, man. All right. Yeah, everything you hear local bands today, we always love to take care of our local bands. If you got some really great music, send it to Jung, and you can be part of the bumpers. Couple of things real quick. Nick says, do not use Fix-A-Flat. If it's not cleaned off the wheel entirely, it will eat at the metal over time and corrode the wheel. But if you're only going 5 miles, you just tell them that, hey, I use this. Can you clean it off?
Yeah.
So, and then Cody has a very interesting question, says, celebrating 3 years of marriage this month, past the honeymoon stage. What to do, Fred? AJ knows my wife if it helps. 3 years is kind of tough because you want to do something really cool, but you don't want to set a standard that you can't match at 5 years.
That's what I'm saying.
So Like, don't do the, hey, let's fly off to Tahoe for a weekend thing.
No.
Save that for 5 years. I would recommend, like, finding out something she really likes to do without, you know, asking her what she wants to do. Like, something different. Like, if she wants to go to the opera, I know it'll suck for you. But take her to, go buy opera tickets.
Or, no, opera's not going to work on this one, I don't think.
What about the, but, or something fun. Like, but just a night away from everything where you're just having fun. Like, like something completely off the wall that she would enjoy.
Okay.
It's like that escape the room thing that we did. If I don't know if that's be something she'd be into, but that's a fun thing.
I think sometimes, like, and this is an easy one, you can just go to, like, downtown or
Midtown.
Or the Woodlands and have, like, a really good meal and stay in a fancy hotel.
That's a good idea.
And it seems stupid because your house is, like, 30 minutes away. But sometimes I think chicks just like to stay somewhere where they don't have to clean up the mess. They don't have to make the bed in the morning.
That's a good 3-year one. That's a good suggestion.
Thank you. Very wise.
And here's what you do. You get a place downtown. You can go. There's a bunch of cool dinner places that are, you know, a little upscale, but there's some nice ones. Take her to a nice dinner. Go hit some of the really cool bars around there and then go back to the hotel and celebrate your 3rd-year anniversary. And get someplace like the Hyatt where you can go up to the top and or the Hilton because they've got those bars up at the top where you can go see the whole city. Something like that would be really cool. That'll rekindle things. That'll get the fire going.
Yeah. And then see if she's into butt stuff. 3 years, right? That's a good time to try it.
I would think by now that's either happened or it's...
Or it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Theoretically.
I do know Cody's wife. I'm not sure. I don't know her that well to know if that's okay or not. But if Cody should go for it, man.
Yeah. Is that Jared?
Jared, sports to you, sir.
Sports, guys.
Hey, now.
All right. So I look through my Facebook memories here and there. And I always see that basically I was always getting on Jason Garrett because he would make some pretty boneheaded mistakes a lot of times. But the last 3 years or so, I'm not really seeing those same mistakes. And given the job that the team has done this year with some of the injuries and things like that, is he a top five, top 10 coach now?
I don't think so. But
yeah, I don't think he suddenly got good.
Yeah, I never thought much of him as a coach. I think now they started to build that team the right way, and they started to build it from the trenches. And you know, they've got the best offensive line. At least one of the top two or three offensive lines.
I think they have the best. I'd take theirs over anybody's if you gave me a choice. If you're asking me which position group I could take off a certain team, I would take theirs.
When they're fully healthy, I'd probably agree with you.
I think you start with that caveat with everything.
Yeah.
You're fully healthy.
Atlanta's been very good, though, this year. I mean, they're not even touching Matt Ryan. But so when they started doing that, I think you started to see an improvement in that team. And do I think Jason Garrett's a great coach? No. I mean, honestly, there's probably coaches who, if they had this Cowboys team, would be getting way more out of it. But I think the Cowboys finally changed up their philosophy and what's important to that team and what makes that team win. And that's when they started improving.
Yeah, and I think they've got better assistants now.
Yeah.
Which makes a difference. They've got some consistency there. But no, I also think
the NFC East sucks now.
Yeah.
Which it didn't 5 years ago.
Yeah, and I think they're a very good football team. I still think if it comes down to a clutch coaching decision, I don't trust him. But that doesn't mean you can't win a Super Bowl, because I don't think Gary Kubiak is a top 10 coach in the league either. And he got a Super Bowl. So if things can fall your way, then, yeah, right now I look at that NFC and there's not a lot that scares me. I still think if you told me, okay, you have to pick one team right now, and if you're wrong, we're going to kill you, I'd probably take Seattle to get out of there. But
yeah, gun to the head.
But I'm not going to feel good about it. I'm probably going to be dead. But I wouldn't get too far down my list before I got to the Cowboys. Just not a lot of teams I trust over there.
No.
Not a lot of teams we trust in anywhere in the NFL right now. And that's, yeah, I know that there's going to be ups and downs. And I still very much believe in the Steelers, despite that garbage they threw out there last week. Although I don't know how long Roethlisberger is going to be out. But I still think when everybody's healthy, I like that team. But that doesn't mean they're not going to lose a few more and find a few places to suck. And, yeah, I still like the Cardinals, but I just wonder if I wonder if Carson Palmer can stay upright for the entire season, because if he can't, that's not a Super Bowl team.
No.
And I think they can win games without him, but I don't think they can win in the playoffs without him. So I have an interesting stat for you, by the
interesting
way.
Interesting stat.
When it rains, okay, when it doesn't rain, if the playoffs started today, and I know it's always too early for this, but it's always kind of fun to do this.
Right.
The playoffs started today, you know who would be the number two seed in the AFC?
No.
Your Houston Texans.
Oh, really?
Yes. They'd get, according to SB Nation, they'd get the number two seed by virtue of their strength of schedule, which is tougher than the Steelers. They also edge out the AFC West leading Raiders, thanks to the Chiefs, who beat Oakland but lost to Houston.
All right.
So at 4-2, which obviously that's changing on Monday night. But
that's good news. That means there wouldn't be a first round exit.
It means they'd be a second round exit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's no way. There's no way that I hate to be, I hate to throw water on them when they're off to a 4-2 start, but I do have some positives. I thought the Lamar Miller touchdown was one of the best individual efforts I've seen all year so far. On the pass that made it, they got him within seven. That was pretty badass.
Did you see the ESPN.com power rankings?
I saw two power rankings today. I don't know if I saw that one. Both of them I saw had the Texans at 11.
Okay, you didn't see the ESPN.com power rankings.
Okay.
They had the Texans at 17. Despite a 4-2 record, they had them one spot behind the 2-4 Cincinnati Bengals, have them behind the Eagles, the Raiders, the Cardinals, behind the Giants, the Chiefs, the Packers, the Redskins, the Bills, the Steelers, Falcons, Broncos, Cowboys, Seahawks, Vikings, Patriots.
All right, I think 11 is too high, but 17 is ridiculous. And there are 14, 13, 14, 15. They're in the top half of the league. Because there's a lot of crap teams out there.
Ahead of Cincinnati?
I'd put them ahead of Cincinnati. You know I was down on them before the season
Ahead of the Eagles?
Anyway. I think they're better than the Eagles, but it's close. I think they're very similar teams.
That's kind of where I was at. I was like, I think I would have put them ahead of the Bengals.
I have them ahead of the Chiefs. They beat the Chiefs heads up, and they have a better record.
That's true, too.
But I don't have them too much farther than that. I don't have them at 11. 11 seems...
You got them ahead of the Cardinals? No way, right?
I don't think they're better than the Cardinals. So probably not, but... Yeah, I think after what I saw from the Cardinals when the Cardinals are good, you know what? They're kind of turning into what the Panthers are. When they get ahead of you, when they're front runners, they crush you.
Yeah.
Get them in a dogfight, they lose.
You want to know the bottom five?
Tell me the bottom five.
Surprisingly, the Dolphins have worked their way out of the bottom five.
Well, they got a pretty good win this week.
They're 27 now.
Okay, that's about right for them.
The bottom five, 28 is Tampa.
Okay.
29 is Jacksonville. You may notice the entire state of Florida is miserable at football.
Well, look at the people that live there. What do you expect?
Number 30, the Bears.
It's probably not unfair.
Yeah, I don't know. Hoyer has been decent. I don't know.
But they just lost to the Jags at home.
That's true.
Yeah, how do you...
That's bad. 49ers at 31. And, of course, the Browns at 32.
All right, you know what? I know they're winless.
Would you take the Browns over the Niners?
I will take the Browns over the Niners.
I think I would, too, because at least the Browns go out there and they show some fight.
They're well-coached. They just don't have any talent, except for Terrell Pryor, who I would get the ball every single play.
The Browns may be the only team that the 49ers are better at quarterback. The 49ers might be better than the Browns at quarterback right now.
Yeah, no matter who they trot out. But I do think the Browns are better coached. I like Hugh Jackson, and I think he got in a bad situation in Oakland and actually did a good job to get him around 500. And if they'd left him there, I think they'd be a little farther ahead, but that's when the Raiders are being the Raiders. And now the only other job he gets is Cleveland, which is the worst cesspool for a coach. And I think if you look at that team, they play better than you think they should for the talent they have, and that's good coaching. It's just not good enough to win. But I think if they played the 49ers, I think I'd take the Browns.
Browns
have covered every week except for against the Patriots.
Two people. NFC East sucks. Every team's 500 or better. Interesting stat. Okay. Well, the Texans are over 500. Are they a good team? I would ask you, and I think that watching those teams play, I think the Cowboys are good.
I do. I think I like them the best of what I've seen so far.
And even me, I've been saying the Redskins, or should we be taking the Redskins seriously? I still don't. The Giants are a roller coaster of they'll be great one week and awful the next. And really, it took them a miracle to win this week. Otherwise, we'd be crapping on them too.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't think the Eagles are any good.
Watch those teams play, you don't see teams where you go...
You don't see Super Bowl. There's not a Super Bowl contender in that division.
The Cowboys are the closest thing. But it's still early in the season. Teams get better as you go along. In reality, is it a better division than it was last year? Maybe. But I see a lot of teams where I go, these teams are all so close.
What's the best division? The AFC West?
NFC North? The Packers are down.
Packers are down. Bears are down. Lions are 3-3.
Because I would argue the AFC West, because I think they've got three respectable teams.
Well, I think they have four respectable teams. I actually think the Chargers
aren't the worst.
I think the Chargers are better than their record.
I'll agree with that.
They have lost some close games. They've blown some leads late, and they're not a team that you look at on the schedule and say, "Oh, we got this." That's as long as they have the quarterback play they have, and if they can, in the times they run the football, they win.
Yeah.
Although they lost a game earlier where they ran the football and blew the lead late too, but if they could close games, that's a team that could easily be undefeated. So I'm kind of in that. Yeah. So many of these teams are so close. Just comes down to how you finish, which is why it's good that the Texans actually finished the other night.
Lamont says, "Can the Texans run on the Broncos?" Before you answer, think about what the Falcons did to them. And then think back to what we were just talking about, the Falcons having arguably the best offensive line in the league. And
yeah.
Then compare that to the Texans' offensive line, which is arguably the worst in the league.
I think the Texans need to be able to run the football a lot against them, like the Chargers did, which means you have to have a lead. The Chargers didn't get a ton of rushing yards. They got a couple of good plays, but they ran the ball 29 times. And that's kind of what you're going to have to do if you're going to beat them. But you'll have to have a lead to do that, and I don't see it. Until the Texans can prove to me they can go into a tough environment and not get blown the bleep out, I'm going to assume that they're going to go into a tough environment and get blown the bleep out, because I've seen it now twice this year, and I think this is as tough a place as they're going to play, and especially with the whole Brock Osweiler going home and wanting to prove himself and forcing passes into coverage.
All right.
I could see this getting real ugly real fast. And it doesn't mean that they're not a playoff team and suddenly next, they suck. What I'd like to see out of them is play a good game. Play a close game. Get down to the end with a chance. Just get to the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter with a chance. And if you do that, to me, that's progress. But if you go out there and you get beat 38-3 again, 27-0, you know, whatever, you pick your number, then it's just going to be another week where you go, okay, same old crap. All right, guys. Well, if you want to bet on them, I can tell you where to go. How about MyBookie? And this site, man, I love this site for so many reasons. The most important thing is you win, you get paid. And I've dealt with so many of these sites, and it's such a hassle. They try all these different things. They make it tough for you to get your money out. That's not the case with MyBookie. And they've live in-game betting, so if you miss kickoff, you can still get a bet down. And they offer those fast, no-hassle payouts. And what I love about them is not only do they have great sports betting, but they got a great race book. And that pick four I gave out at Woodbine, several people hit it on MyBookie. And guess what? I did. Money was in my account today. It's awesome. Join now, and MyBookie is going to match your deposit. Now, this is running out. This deposit match is about to end, so you're running out of time on this. Just use promo code FRED to activate the offer. That's promo code FRED. They're going to match your deposit with 100% bonus. Visit MyBookie today or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid. Get rid of your bookie. Check out MyBookie. Sign up today.
This is Dick's Sporting Goods Week on ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. All right, time to play this fun little game that we do every week now, where our good friends at Bedrock City Comic Company, which, by the way, they have an entire display of Game of Thrones stuff, which I am going to be visiting this week. But they're going to give you a $25 gift card and a T-shirt. Here's how it's going to work. You're going to pick a superhero or supervillain athlete from this weekend's games. Can be any game, can be any athlete. If you make it funny, that tends to help. You're going to tweet the reason or their superpower that made them the superhero or the supervillain. And at the end of the show, Jong is going to pick a winner, and we'll throw some out there as we go. But you have to tweet it and tag Bedrock City Comics on it. So tweet it at Degenerates975 because Jong is going to be picking the winner because that's what he does. And I don't want people bitching at me for not picking their tweet. But a superhero or supervillain and what their superpower was that made that happen. So if you want to go with Brock Osweiler and his superpower was turning into Peyton Manning in the last 2 minutes, something like that. Oh, it'll make it funnier and more interesting. But tweet it to Degenerates975.
And this is our superhero of the week.
This is your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Before we get started, does anyone want to get out?
Osweiler sends him out into the pattern. Osweiler throws it to him, and Miller gets corralled but stays on his feet, and it's Miller! Touchdown! What a play by Lamar Miller.
That was your superhero performance of the week, presented by Bedrock City Comics.
Follow Bedrock City Comics on Twitter, at Bedrock City.
I can do this all day.
I think Lamar Miller's a good choice there for that play. See, I didn't know that was what it was when I was talking about that earlier.
Blake asks, where do you rank the Bills in the AFC? Are they ahead of or behind the Texans? And maybe firing the OC wasn't so crazy. I don't think the firing the OC was crazy.
No,
I think hiring that guy to begin with was what was crazy.
Yeah, that guy's been crap every step of his career unless he's worked for Jim Harbaugh.
I think the Bills are better than the Texans.
I think they're in the same box.
They have a common opponent, and the Bills shut the Patriots out. The Texans got pounded by the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't pay a lot of attention to that, though, except head-to-head, because those games were completely oppositely played games. But if you ask me who's playing better right now, Bills. And do I trust them more right now? Probably. So I'd give them a slim edge, but it's close. I'm not going to argue with you if you go the other way.
I guess we'll,
I mean, they have the best win, but that was Patriots at the end of that stretch without Brady.
They have the two best wins. They beat the Cardinals, too.
Yeah. I still say it's pretty close.
Okay.
But I'll take the Bills, but it's not, to me, it's not cut and dried. To me, it's none of these teams are cut and dried.
No.
Anything
well,
from...
except the Patriots.
Yeah, well, anything from about 5, 6, 7 to 17, I'll pick that number since ESPN did. These teams are all pretty damn similar, and they're not great football teams. So the ones that pull out a few wins here and there that they shouldn't have gotten, like the Texans did, are going to have a little bit of an edge. And the difference between the Texans and the Bucks to me, is not much difference than, I would say... Well, who would be the seventh best? Who's number seven on that list?
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay, I think the Steelers are better than that. Who's eight? Let's go
the
down.
The Bills.
All right, but the difference between the Bills and the Bucks, not that much. I think the Bills are better. But if you look at the talent on the Bucks, they should be better than that.
Better,
just comes down to coaching and who pulls out close games and scheduling and everything else. To me, it's hard to sit here and say, I know this team is better than this team because... Yeah, if they're playing in Buffalo, yeah, Buffalo's going to murder the Texans. You play them here, I think Texans would win. So,
I'll tell you what,
it's hard for me to say. I can't look at now. I look at the Vegas power rankings a lot, and I tend to agree with those more. But even some of those, I'm like, well, they overvalue this team because, and It throws them off a little.
Did you see the RJ tweeted out the Super Bowl odds, the updated Super Bowl odds last night?
I did not.
Patriots 7-2, Seahawks and Vikings are both 8-1, Packers 12-1.
See, I would think they would fall a little lower, and that would give you some value. 12-1 is not. Thanks. There's no value in that for me.
Steelers 13-1, which I may have liked, you know, before this week.
I see, for having the quarterback out, I should be getting 15-1.
Here's some value. Cowboys 18-1.
I like that.
Here's some value. Falcons 20-1.
I like that.
Broncos and Cardinals both 22-1. Chiefs 30-1. Eagles and Raiders 57-1.
I would all three of those to me. The Chiefs more than the other two, but they're only 30.
Then you get Texans, Bills, Redskins all 60-1. Giants 66-1. Bengals and Colts 75-1.
I had no part of any of those.
Chargers 105-1.
Okay, you'll laugh at this. That'd be worth $5.
Oh, I agree.
105-1. Because whenever you have a team that loses a lot of close games early and then looks like they start to solve it, that's the kind of team that can get on an 8 or 9 game run.
Panthers 115-1.
So that's another one I wouldn't be afraid to throw a few bucks on.
Here's one that I would put $10 on. Ravens 145-1.
Yeah. Wow.
I think beyond Lions 150-1, but they're the Lions. They're never going to win.
Right.
Beyond this, I think you're getting to teams that really have no chance. The Rams are 150-1. Titans 185. Jags and Bucks 200. Saints 300. Jets and Dolphins 550. Bears 1,000-1.
God, really?
49ers 2,000-1.
The Browns shouldn't even have a number.
9,999-1.
So you're saying that would be much bigger than the English Premier League winner last year.
Can you imagine if the Browns won every game for the rest of the season?
281 says Texans are okay mainly because AFC South is trash. But we went through this. How many? It is trash.
They've only played two teams from it.
Nobody's denying that, but which division's good? Well, we talked about the AFC West looks pretty good. The NFC West still looks pretty good, but it doesn't look as dominant as it's been.
No.
And they've got the 49ers in there, which is two free wins, unless you're the Rams.
Drops the curve.
Maybe there's two good teams in the East with the Patriots and the Bills. Yeah. That's it. The other two are garbage.
Look how bad the NFC South is.
The NFC South's a joke. I mean, the NFC East, part of the reason that they have a winning record is they're playing some garbage teams, too.
That's it. Nobody's good anymore.
I don't know that there's a division that I would look at and say, oh, wow, that division's great.
For the longest time, it's been the AFC North because the Steelers, Ravens, and Bengals have been consistently good for the last 6-7 years.
And they've kind of brought the Browns up with them because the Browns were always bad. But I think the Ravens, I still don't know what they are, and they've got a lot of injuries. I just think the Steelers are good, but they're going to lose some games without Roethlisberger. I do think the Bengals have taken a big step back this year. And I think they miss Hugh Jackson. I really do. That was my one concern about them going in, is that's a guy who Andy Dalton was starting to thrive under. I think he's a terrific offensive coach. And they haven't looked as good. There's just no question.
All right, guys, as the seasons change, you want to revitalize your outdoor living area, and you can do it with the custom style and quality you've come to expect from Allied Outdoor Solutions. Call the pros at Allied to get yourself ready for the next season. 713-465-0400. They can renovate your faded pool deck, your grayed out patio, your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. Carved stone gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for way less money. It's twice as strong as concrete. It's cool to the touch. It's troweled, hand-carved, custom-colored for your home, so it looks great. And Allied stands behind Carvestone with a 7-year warranty. They can help you with residential and commercial projects, and they can help you save some money as well. They offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And it's not just Carvestone that they're doing, guys. They can help you with an outdoor kitchen, a patio cover, whatever you need for your backyard. They've got you covered. Save yourself the hassle and expense of tearing everything out and starting over. Go with a Carvestone overlay for the look and feel of real stone for less from Allied Outdoor Solutions today. Go by the showroom, I-10 in the Beltway. Check out what they can do for your backyard. Or check out the Carvestone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. Or call for a risk-free estimate. 713-465-0400 for Allied Outdoor Solutions.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Bitches. All right, we're back on The Blitz. And you know, some good stuff here on Twitter and the text line. It's okay if I go through a few of these?
Why not?
You guys are on their game today. El Jefe asks, after Sunday's game, who's on a hotter seat, Rick Smith, O'Brien, Pagano, or Ryan Grigson?
Should be Grigson.
I think it is Grigson. And Rick Smith is never going to be on a hot seat. I think we can all accept that this dude could kill a small child between the ages of 2 and 4 and not lose his job.
That's the line.
5-year-old, maybe, but between 2 and 4, he could get away with. What's the other good one? Which team would you historically take historically, Raiders, Browns, or Lions? Raiders is not close. Oh, Super yeah. Bowls, man. That's
Whoever sent that text is probably a 20-something.
Yeah, and yeah, if you go back and look, the Raiders were one of the great franchises for the longest time, and wasn't all that long ago they were playing in a Super Bowl, but then they've been garbage since. Lions and Browns have never done anything. The Browns had a stretch there under Marty Schottenheimer where they had teams good enough to get to the Super Bowl and then just had colossal gaffes against the Broncos. But yeah, if we're talking history, now I'm sure if you want to go back to I start with the Super Bowl. I don't really care what happened before that. But people texting the supervillain stuff, you have to tweet it to Degenerates975 and you have to tag Bedrock City Comics on it. Otherwise, you have no chance of winning.
Ugh, people send me these video messages.
I hate that.
What are you guys doing? So I click on the message to open the message, and instantly a video starts playing. I don't need that.
Here's one that I really like because I think it's legitimate. Is the city of Cleveland going to win more championships than the Browns win games this year?
I think so.
I'm telling you, the Indians
are so good.
Yeah.
The Indians were plus 160 last night. I came so close to betting on baseball, and I didn't, but I really kind of wish I would have.
Yeah, and somebody was asking, said I didn't write anything about the under last night. I don't tell you guys every single thing I play. Sometimes I do stuff at the last minute. Like last night, I looked at that under. I mentioned it on the show. I asked you what it was because I hadn't even looked. And said, oh, yeah, that's going to go under. So I threw a few bucks on it. I do that sometimes. I do a lot of horse races I don't give to everybody, but I do give most of it away for nothing on HoustonSportsAndStuff.com. And one of the reasons why I hate doing it, it's because I wound up pulling a pretty good weekend out of my ass thanks to a pretty good horse bet. Saturday was a disaster. And it's not that I hate losing because I know I can always make it back. I hate that people use my picks and lose. And I always hate that with horses, too. Like, if I have a bad night with my picks at the track, even if I didn't bet a dime, I'm a miserable SOB for a couple hours because I know people lost money. And so I feel the same way about these gambling guides I'm doing. And so far this year, I hadn't had a losing weekend. This weekend, if you just played the sports, yeah, you lost. There's no way around it. But I hate that. So, you know, I want the people to win money. And that's the thing. And that's why I was kind of iffy on doing this, but so many people like them. And things have been pretty good for the first few weeks of the season, so I'll keep doing them. But you know, that's why I don't like it. So when I have a bad weekend, and if I snap at you for saying something like, oh, your hot streak's over, yeah, no bleep, dickweed, I can see that. It's because it puts me in a bad mood because I lost the people money. But
you know what puts me in a good mood?
Shaving.
Yeah.
Dude, you're all, you know, got that head all clean shaven. I'm telling you, I hate shaving. At least I used to. But with Harry's, man, I'm shaving every day for a change. Notice I don't come in here all gruffy and old looking anymore. Well, old looking, yes, but not gruffy. But that's a cool thing because these blades from Harry's, man, they're fantastic. And they ship them right to your door. They've improved these blades. They're 5-blade razors, softer flex hinge for a more comfortable glide. It gets to the hard to reach places. And it's still just $2 a blade compared to $4 or more you'll pay if you go, you're going to go someplace and buy them. And that's always the worst thing. You think, oh, man, I've had this razor too long. I need to go buy some more. Well, not with Harry's. You set a plan up, boom, they're going to show up at your door. You don't have to worry about all that, and you're saving money.
Yeah, you don't have to go ask the cashier to unlock the razor blades at the drugstore. It's such a pain in the ass. Listen, Harry's is so confident in the quality of these blades. They're going to send you their popular free trial set. Comes with a razor, a five-blade cartridge, and shaving gel. You get your free trial set when you subscribe. All you're paying, $3 for shipping. And if you want to stay subscribed to shipping, that's the last time you're ever going to pay a shipping cost with Harry's. Shipping's free after that. Plus, I've got a special offer just for you guys. Enter the code BLITZ at checkout, and you're going to get a post-shave balm for free with your order. So that's a five-blade cartridge, a razor, a shaving gel, and a post-shave balm for $3. Unbelievable. Just mention BLITZ at checkout when you put in that promo code. It's Harry's, Harry's.com, H-A-R-R-Y-S.com, Harry's Razors.
ESPN 97.5.